Okay, what I want to talk about is just, I know you've explained a lot of this on your applications, but I wanted to just talk to you a little bit more about what it is you're going to do, what your goals are with this program, and what your background is on the storytelling and drama. I heard you mentioning earlier about your mother's when you were young and home in Jamaica, and how it was part of your life, those sorts of things. Maybe we could start with that. You were saying that this was part of your life. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something you had to stop and do. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, as I have mentioned earlier, entertainment, for example, we never had different sources of entertainment.
No TV.
I never had radio as a child growing up. So the only type of entertainment we had was storytelling. So in the evenings, when the moon shines, or if the moon is not shining, we use a torch. We would sit on the veranda, out in the front yard, or things like that. And we'd ask our parents to tell a story. Or, you know, if we had done everything we had to do, they would call us and say, story time! And we're happy about that. We run around and we sit. And they would tell us various stories, like stories about slavery, what used to happen then when their forefathers were brought from Africa to Jamaica, mm-hmm. and how times were rough, mm-hmm. how they became independent, how they became emancipated. Mm-hmm. Slavery was abolished, and some of the difficulties that people went through. Then on a more happier note, they would tell us stories like ghost stories about, you know, people who have died and how the dead spirit came back and haunt people. And they have places in Jamaica like the Rose Hall. And they tell us about the White Witch of Rose Hall, how no one is in the house. And a certain time, 12 o'clock in the day or at night, you would find the plates and fork and spoons rattling, tumbling over, and the pot cover falling on the floor. And, you know, if one walk in there, they would feel like a heat on the body. And you know that the ghosts are there. Sometimes the ghosts had parties. And then we'd be there huddling up together and listening to these stories. And like about rolling calves and a lot of ghost stories. Mm-hmm. Usually when ghost stories are told, we have to make sure we have done everything we had to do outside first, because no one wants to go outside. Everyone is scared and afraid, and every little trash you hear smash someplace, you feel that's a dopey coming mm-hmm. around the corner.
Yeah.
And at other times they would tell us animal stories, Anansi stories we call them, about Brother Anansi, Brother Rabbit, Brother Bear, Brother Tukuma.
Brother Anansi?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that?
A-N-N-A-N-C-Y. Brother, that's Anansi, and short they say Bra Anansi, meaning Brother Anansi. Uh-huh. And most of the stories, the animal stories, were around Brother Anansi.
And what kind of animal was
he? He's a spider.
A spider?
Yes, he's a spider, but he's being portrayed as a man. Mm-hmm. So he had wife and children, garden, he has his farm, he dig well, and he does everything other people
why
do.
Why a spider? That's,
I don't know why they say a spider. Maybe because spider is cunning. Because think of a spider. In a little while, a spider will build a web here, filling up the whole of this room here.
Mm-hmm.
So a spider is cunning.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it was associated with cunning, mm-hmm. because Brother Anansi was really cunning. Anything happened to be in, he's always coming out on top. He's always fooling someone and getting the better part of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the stories were really around Brother Anansi. And I want to think that they might have likened Anansi to those slaves that were role model, like Kodjo. You had a slave named Kodjo in the west part of Jamaica, a compound town, and you have another woman slave by the name of Nanny in East Jamaica, Moortown. And they were cunning, they did some cunning things to really get the slaves out, get away from the master, and later on to defeat the English when they were fighting the Maroons in the hills. So they all surround these stories and those type of background, like. So as I was saying, that Brother Anansi was always clever and cute, always doing strange things. And there are other stories about Big Boy. Big Boy was stupid, unlike Anansi. He did stupid things. And then we had another guy they call Kwaku, another stupid one. And we could tell the story, I could tell the stories about
Kwaku. How do you spell that, Kwaku? You
know?
K-W-A-K-U. Kwaku. Yeah. Oh, Vita is saying that's an African word. Yeah. But we use it in Jamaica as the name of this character.
Is Kwaku in African stories too? You know?
I've heard reference to it out there in Africa. And it's a person that, it's an imaginary person that they use as a reference, you know, if someone does something and you want to say, well, Kwaku would have done so and so. So it's like an imaginary person who always is trying to make something better for somebody else. That's the way they I learned it in that part of Africa where I was.
While we've got a pause here, you were born in Jamaica?
Yes.
And when did you go to Africa?
In 1967.
And
April 1967.
So about what time in your life, about how old were you then?
I was 22 years old.
And then you stayed for 10 years? What brought you to Africa?
I went on an exchange program between the Jamaican government and the Zambian government. At that time, Zambia had recently been independent like Jamaica, but Jamaica got independence in 1962, and Zambia got their independence in 64. The difference between the two were that Jamaicans were ahead as far as education was concerned, because in Jamaica, both men and women got educated. In Zambia, mostly the men were more educated. So when the British left Zambia, and they pulled all their people out, they left a void where the women had offices inside the government and in the strategic places. So when they pulled out, there were voids left for secretaries and people like that. And the president of Zambia visited Jamaica and requested assistance from Caribbean governments. And so whoever applied, and it was sent around in the civil service at that time, and you applied to go. And I feel that the test we were given to go to Zambia was harder than the test I took to get into the civil service. I guess the Jamaican government meant to say, well, when we send the best. And so you took the test and you passed or you didn't. And when we finally came up with how many were chosen, seven of us were chosen. But by the time we got to leave, only three went. First, it was a strike by the airlines in London. Then there was another strike by somebody else somewhere. And then there was another. But three times we got delayed. So by the time the third time came around, two dropped out the first time, two more dropped out the other time. And when it came to the last, only three of us went. And from that, we were there about maybe 8 months, 10 months, and another six came. But in the meantime, they had also recruited from the other islands. So we had like a cross section of
Caribbean.
Caribbean islanders out there.
So,
different governments.
When did you leave Africa? What year was that?
I would come home at the end of every 3 years. And I came home the last time in 1977.
Was that to Jamaica?
I came to
the United States.
Yeah.
And you've been in the United States ever since?
Yes.
What are some of the things that you think are really special about the storytelling and the drama that you need to get across?
Basically,
the things that you think you'd really like to teach your apprentices, you know, the most valuable things. Usually a teacher has some of the things that are, that's
yeah.
it, you know. Like a fiddler would say, the bow, that's where really, that's where, you know, the left hand's one thing, but the bow is,
yeah.
you know. So.
Well, basically, what I want to pass on is cultural awareness. That is for my apprentices or whoever have the opportunity of listening to the stories that we tell from time to time, that I will be able to convey to them ideas of what life was in Jamaica
mm-hmm.
and how people behave, what caused people to behave as how they behave.
Mm-hmm.
And if these types of behaviors are positive, which we hope we are portraying positive type of behavior, then my apprentices and whoever that will be benefited from these stories will be able to look at them positively, learn the roots, the basic from where these are coming from, and as a consequence will develop a better self-image, better sense of worth, and have a general awareness of what cultural thing is all about.
What makes your culture special
yes.
and valuable.
And in addition to that, I would like to be able to pass on the idea and the fact that people are different, but they are not all that different. Because, for example, we as Jamaicans, originally our forefathers came from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We were brought to the island as slaves.
Mm-hmm.
The Haitian forefathers came from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The black Afro-Americans,
mm-hmm.
their forefathers came from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So people from Barbados, Trinidad,
mm-hmm.
and other islands. So basically, we have something in common.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are able to preserve the roots, our roots, then it will be evident that we are not all that different. It's
yeah.
like people thrown in, everything is thrown in a melting pot. And you just mix and everything comes up as one. So they don't have to be really this diversity manifested where people build up animosity against one another because they are from different places.
Right. You can have a positive
outlook, positive
right.
concept that after all, basically we are one.
Mm-hmm.
Even as Jamaicans, our motto is, out of many, one people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so? We have so many nationalities there. We have Indians, Chinese, Jews, people from England, Australia. We have a rich mixture. But in spite of that, everyone lives together in a friendly, loving atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
The warmth there, you can feel it. You, as a visitor, should go there. You'll feel the warmth and the togetherness. And
mm-hmm.
these are some of the aspects we want to pass on.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Great. Well, I know that you have to get going.
Yeah.
And I think we've covered enough for now.